This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Returning to Rome from Ireland, Pope Francis told reporters he will not offer a comment on an 11-page document by a former senior Vatican official about a cover-up of sexual abuse in the Roman Catholic Church. The statement accused the Pope of knowing of allegations for years and called on him to resign. During a mass in Dublin, the Pope asked for forgiveness for the Church not showing compassion towards survivors of abuse and towards those looking for justice, truth, and action. Head of Amnesty International Ireland joined the thousands of protesters who marched in Dublin against the Vatican's role in abuses committed by priests. Cathal O'Gorman said it was good the Pope acknowledged the crimes of the clergy.
What the Pope didn't acknowledge today, yet again, was the central responsibility of the Vatican for a policy and a process of directly, willfully, determinedly covering up those crimes and seeking to protect the institutions of the Church.
Hundreds gathered at the site of a former church-run home for unwed mothers whose children were put up for forced adoption, reciting the names of hundreds of babies and young children who died there. In Zimbabwe, Emmerson Mnangagwa has been sworn in as president. This followed the Constitutional Court confirming him as president, dismissing a challenge by opposition leader Nelson Chamisa. Mnangagwa won 50.8% of the vote, but his inauguration was postponed because of the court challenge. Mnangagwa urged the country to unite behind him. He also vowed to revive the economy, settle outstanding debts, and called for an independent inquiry into the army crackdown against protesters following the July 30th vote that left six dead. This is VOA News.